He lives different. The Yisla Lishtemutei, because there he can get away. Rashi says he has an excuse on his hands, that even if you check him out later and you find out that the one that he bought it from is really not a Talmud Chacham, really not a Makbid Adilkos Maisis, but he could have an excuse and say, I thought he was. Like here, this guy has a right to say, I thought he was a Chacham. Therefore, he won't be afraid to say he really bought it off a Chacham and really did not. Mashenkin, but yes, he has no excuse. Here we say, Milsa that will be uncovered later, he's afraid to lie now. Smir says, but Seifa, Kopon, the Seifa of that Alocha, Vada Misayayalei, for sure would be a proof. Why? It says like this. Let's say he tells you, Reuven tells Shimon, buy it, Miish Pleni. I'm telling you exactly who to buy it from. Then, Hareza Nemon, the Samoritz is Nemon. Why? Hossam, so the reason is why? Because since you told who to buy it from, you know he could check it out. So therefore, it's Avid and Legluye, we see it online. Smir says again, no, it could be, there's no proof in the Seifa. Hossam, there's the biggest Smirah. Kivon the Yisle Teveya Mirsas. Like, since there, Reuven told Shimon, buy me this wheat off this Chacham Yehuda. So, like, Shimon is afraid to buy it of somebody else, because he knows Reuven is going to be Teveyim. Like, Reuven is going to ask him, you have to, I told you to buy it, where is it? But since he knows he has to answer to Reuven, here it's much worse. But other places he doesn't have to answer so much, therefore we don't, maybe we're afraid he'll lie. Rashi says, like, Hossam, Kivon, Dika Teveya Mirsas, Klema. May he let to say he can't bring a proof. He can't bring a proof. The Yosef Mirsah the Shlich is afraid. Kivon the Chazi the Kapit Meshach Laska Shemish. Since he sees clearly, Reuven is telling him exactly what the name of the person to go to. So you know for sure Vadi Yitzvenu. Like Shimon's afraid now. Like he thinks for sure Reuven is going to go and ask that person. So here we believe him. He's afraid to lie. But other places could be no. Maybe he'll lie even though it's Avida Lagluye. So you have no proof from here. Omar Reb Yirmiyah, Baraba, Minole Liyuda Ho. How does like Yehuda know to say like this? So again, Omar Reb Yirmiyah Baraba, Minole Liyuda. How does Yehuda like know to say this halacha that the Kohen is never to say that a Yisrael gave me this bechor with the mum? So he told me, you know, Ano Begidul Kavosei. I myself taught this to Reb Gidul, and the Gidul covered by the day. And the Gidl was the one who taught the soul to Rabbi Yehuda. Rochi Yomalei. This is the way Taka was said over. It was said like this. That Neman Yisroel Leima. A Jew was Neman to say. Bechor Zeh Nosati L'Kayim B'Mumai. It was the opposite way. That Yisroel was Neman to say that this Bechor I gave to a Kayim with a Mum. So Morris says, Yisroel L'Chor Pshita. Why not? A Yisroel is not Choshev. We have no witness that he would put a Mum on it. He doesn't gain on the deal. So Yisroel to say for sure is believed. So the Kiddush is like this, the Koton, the Higdol. In the case where the animal was very small, then it grew up. Rashi says, the Koton, Shoye Koton HaKle, the animal was very small, when the Yisrael gave it, and then it grew up. So Madatayim Abra thought to say, Lekimle, he doesn't realize that that's the same animal. Rashi says, the Mishum, the Higdol HaKle, Eino Makira, he doesn't really recognize it anymore. And really maybe Vishem HaRachum, maybe it's a different one. Vaikoin and this coin really put the mum there. So that's the Chiddush that no, we still believe the Yisrael. Come on, Shmulon. Do we still believe the Yisrael when he tells us, this is the mum b'chor that I gave to the coin, and I remember that a mum came with it when it was a Mayrashus yet. Even though at that time it was a small one, and now it's an older one. The Surah Masna Kalishna Basa. Surah learned it at Lishna Basa. Rashi says, Neman Yisrael, that Yisrael is Neman. The Pompadisa Kalishna Kama, Pompadisa Lan Kalishna Kama, that the Chiddush was Afilu Koyin Nemun. And the Mora says, the Hilkasa Afilu Kalishna Kama. We take a pass at the first Lashon, that even a Koyin is Nemun. A Koyin is Nemun to tell us that he received this Bechor from the Yisrael with the Mum. Now, Raphim, the Pompadisa, Raphim and Pompadisa, have a lay Bechor. He had a Bechor. The Yogale and the Koyin, the Mumma. And he gave it to a Kohen, and when he gave it to him, there was no Mum on it. So what happened was, Ozal Shodah Be'Mumah, this Kohen, went and put a Mum in the Bechor. A Yom Echadah, one day, Cholesh Be'nai, this Raphim, eyes were very weak, he couldn't see too well that day. So Ayisil Kamei, this Kohen, that Raphim gave the Bechor to, now figured, he'll catch Raphim, he can't see too well today, he won't recognize it's me, and Mechlal, he can't tell too good about Bechoros or Paskin, it's Mutter. So the person of this kind took a chance, and he said like this, Amalei, Bechor is there, Nosem Li Yisro Bemumai. You should know this Bechor, a Jew gave it to me with its mum. And therefore, like Bimatra to me, to eat it. So that one was, Efasin Eliyenai, that Raphim tried very hard to open up his eyes, Rashi said, like he tried to see well. And Chazi Yisro Beshikri saw the way this claim was lying. Because Raphim realized that it was him that gave him the Bechor, and at that time there was no mum. So you see, this crane is lying. So, Omalei, Raphim said to him, Lav anod, the Yervis of all, wasn't it me that gave it to you? So, what do we see here? That there's a svar to say, if a crane tells us that it received this Bechor with the moon from Yisrael, it's a svar not to believe him. Because we see here, this crane lied. So, Mara says, no, even so, Leichosh lo lemilsay. Like Raphim did not come and change the Pesach Halacha. But rather, normally we still believe the crane when he says, he received this Bechor from Yisrael with the mum. Because Hayu the Chotzer, this guy was a big chutzpahnik, this guy. Like such a chutzpah, he went to show it to Raphim, the one that gave it to him, he should have been smart to go to somebody else. So this guy Bechor was the Chotzer, he can't learn from him. But Kuliyam Olechatzivi, other people, normal Kohanim, are not such big chutzpahniks, so the Peshat is Tamaz, they would believe the Kohen. The Kohen would not lie to say, oh, Yisrael gave it to him with the mum, but rather we believe him to say that he got it with the mum. So otherwise, if he really did it, he should have made a bigger mum. Let's find a small mum. Yeah. Hahu, the Mar says, Sarua. Sarua means an animal that has a mum, that one eye is big and one eye is small. So the Yosta came with the Ravashi, came in front of Ravashi. And the Kohen, like said, this is the mum, this is the Bechor. So the Mar says, Omar, Lamaynech, what should we be afraid about over here? Like, E Kohen, if the Kohen is coming to Yosta to Shiloh, E Yisraelu, what's the difference? The Maisa, there's no way to say they caused this mum. Like a mum that one eye is bigger than the other, treated that's why he was born. So there's no question of Adar should be Mutter. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi means about Ravashi, no. The Duma may be Yisrael, really it's Yisrael. And the Yom Rav Yudah ain't Royin Bechor Yisrael. Maybe this person that came and asked the Shaila was a Yisrael. And then we can't pass him that it's Mutter. Because Yom Rav Yudah and Royin Bechor Yisrael, but not a paskin or Bechor that has a mum by Yisrael. Elim came Kaini Moy, only if a Kain is there. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe the Yisrael is going to keep it for himself and he's going to eat it. So it says, should be enough communion. If the person is Yisrael, we can't paskin for him. Omlai said back to him like this. Hoch he asked, what's going to do with the other? Hosam need the Kachim Machutz Leoch, we won't need Kachim Machutz, but Amunai the Kain Choshed. That true, he won't eat kachim achutz, but the pshat is though, when the Bechor gets a bal mum, lemais, even the Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's only a question of matnas kuna, a mum's tikka shayla. So the attack of a choshed, maybe he won't give it to the kohen, he'll eat it himself. But och, over here, michti, let's see. Yoda, the high mum, muvako, everybody knows that this mum is a good mum. Everybody knows if one eye is big and one eye is small, that's called a good mum. If so, my taimas yu kamei, rabbonim, how come he can't ask us a shayla? Like everybody knows a locha that it's a bamum. So it must be mishum kvodi the chacham, that this person cares about giving chach or kovid to a chacham. If so, if that's the way this person is, al kvodi the chacham lay over, like he's makbid not to be over, doesn't do an aver about he's laying or kovid to a chacham, if he's through ovid, like such a person for sure we're not afraid to do the issa. Senechnami, for such a person takam, we trust him. Even if it's Yisrael, we would also pass him to tell him, you should know, the mum is mutter. Because really he also knows the mum is mutter. It's just that he himself, he wants to be called Neikob of the Chacham. So for sure he would not do what he's doing. Now the Mishnah says, HaKel Nemon HaMumei Meiser. It's a question if you have a Meiser Behema, and it's a Shalom, the mum. If there's a mum there, then the Yisrael, the owner could keep it. So anybody's never to say the mum happened by itself, we're not afraid that the owner made a mum there. The question is why? My timer, the boy shot it by mum mikora, because if the owner wanted to do it, he could have put a he made a mum there before he took off Maisa. So Moses says, first of all, miyoda hainofik. What do you mean he could have done it before? He doesn't know which ones to go through the door to be the tenth one. The chitav, maybe you tell me, matak le bresha sora. Yes, he'll do it like the animal. Like he brings out one, the tenth one, and he makes a mum on it. So the question is, that the Vosik says, for tomorrow, or the Chita may be Mapet Le Beresh HaSorah. Like he'll take out the tenth one before he takes it out, he'll put a mum on it. So Moshe says, no, I'll do that. The Vosik says, Le Yivake Ben Tov L'Ra. And I'll let it check between the Tov L'Ra, what it means here, that if you have the Bechor, the tenth one, he'll not let it go choose to take a mum for the tenth one. Or Befati, he can't make a mum in the tenth one. So that wouldn't be an eighth, he can't tell me it's an eighth to do it better to make a mum in the tenth one before he takes it out. So the Moshe says, El, rather it's like this. The boy shoda be muma bekuli yedrei. If he wanted to, before he started to take off true maisa, he could have first went ahead and made a mum in the whole corral and all the animals. And then, whichever one comes out tenth, is an automatic mum. So the kid said he wanted to, he had an ace to do it better. So if now that he did not do it that way, but rather he tells us a mum happened by itself, we trust him. Now the Mishnah said, what's going to be bechor shenismis einoi? Let's see, other bechor that one eye became blind. Or else, one hand came off. Its foot broke. Still, you have to have like a psak to say it's a good mum. But the chiddush is, you don't need a mumcha. Any three people is good. Any three had yait this even. You can go in front of them, or they could paskin for you that that's called a good mum. That's the chiddush here. But still, you need a psak. You need in front of three people, though. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Even if you have 23 dayanim there or people there, and the nishchat elapi mumcha, no, you can't shecht on a mum unless there's a mumcha there. Has to be a person that's appointed to know hilchas bechor, hilchas mum. It's much like this: Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nisiya, Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nosi Tavayu, both of them mishmet Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Amr, it's like this: For Yamuda, some say Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. That Tavayu Mishum Rav Yudin Nesiyah, what's the name of Rav Yudin Nesiyah? Amri. That HaToras Bechor B'chutz Loretz. If you have a Bechor in Chutz Loretz, and you want to have a Heter there, like to tell us that there's a good Mum there, is Alpish Loishah B'nei Knesset. Everybody agrees there you do not need a Mumcha. It's not just to have in front of three people, it's also good. And since it's not the Bizman of Beis Hamikdash, it's not Roi Fak Rovo, see for sure it's not just to have three people to be Matarit. Yeah. Omalei, Osama Rav Rava said, over Muvim Mufakim, this that you're matir, to have with three normal people, that's only if the mum is a mufik, like everybody knows it's a mum. Otherwise, you may need a mumcha. But the Mai Kamashmalon, what's your Kiddush? Your Mai Kamashmalon, Tanimim, not like this. The Famishna, Bechor Nismus Einav, your Bechor, his eyes became blind. Beshinikto Yod, his hand came off. Beshinistabu Rag, his foot came off. Erezer, Yishkot, Apigimel, Bnei Knesses. So this is a mum, this is a mumin, mubak, a good mum. And still you see these three people. So one says, no, even if from our Mishnah, my speech, never know what it's about to say, the chutzlorts, only the chutzlorts. I once was referring to this, in chutzlorts, I feel a mum in shenmuvakim. Maybe if the question would have been a chutzlort, even a mum that's not mubak, not such a clear mum. Also you could be making in front of three. Why did Tony Mufakim? Why does it say in our Mishnah, cases of mufakim? The teachers of Yosef Chiddush. That he was, even though the mum is a muvik, means everybody knows that's really a mum, still he also abjures you can't have heter on it unless the mum chepask with you that it's muta. But it could be from the ratio, you have no proof. Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Yirmiyah, Barabo, Sofek Mishmei, he had a doubt whether Mishmei the Rav, Sofek Mishmei the Shmuel, that they held Gimel Matirnes HaBachor B'mokim Shei Mumcha. But Mokim, there's no mumcha, no special poistik, then any three people could be matter a mum. My commercial on Tanini learned like this. Hareza Yishkot Al Pi Gimel B'nei Knesses. It says in our Mishnah that when you have this mum, you could use three regular people. Even, no, it says, no, even if it's not what I thought to say, B'makim Mumcha, maybe the Mishnah, even B'makim Mumcha, maybe it's Mutta. Even though there is a big Tamachachim there, you don't have to go to him. Commercial on the Chiddush know that B'makim Shein Mumcha in. Only in a place that there's no Mumcha there, then you're allowed to be Samech on three regular people. But B'makim Sheish Mumcha, if there is a mumcha, a person that's appointed to pass in Hilchas Bechor, then lo, you can't use anybody else, you have to use him. And Amr Rav Chiya bar Amram, Gimel Matirnes HaBechor B'mokim Shei Mumcha. Again, when B'mokim there's no mumcha in the city, then three regular people could be matirut. And Gimel Matirin as a neder b'mokim shein chokhm. There's no chokhm there. Three people could be matir a neder also. And Gimel Matirin as a chor b'mokim shein mumcho. Zimok explains now. That is that you tell me three people could be matir b'chor b'mokim shein mumcho. That's la pukim.